everybody. Welcome to another edition of What You Might Have Missed, Week 7 against Carolina. No last-second drama to talk about this week, but some interesting little things on both sides of the ball nonetheless. We'll start on offense, where I know you didn't miss Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb in the passing game. They combined for 10 catches, 201 yards, and 2 touchdowns. But they also had a hand in both of the Packers' rushing touchdowns on the day. Let's take a look. Here's Eddie Lacy's 5-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Right before the snap, Aaron Rodgers will motion Jordy Nelson to come down and help a little in the run support. And what happens is Nelson will take out the inside safety and seal that, and Lacy has a one-on-one race with the cornerback to the pylon, and he wins it no problem. Want to see a block from Randall Cobb? Here's James Starks' 13-yard touchdown run on the Packers' next drive. He'll find things a little clogged in the middle, but watch now how Cobb takes out his guy as Starks bounces this to the left, and he follows that block all the way to split two more defenders at the goal line for the score. Switching gears to the defense, the coaches say all the time that linebacker A.J. Hawk does a great job getting the front seven aligned properly before the snap. We saw that in action a couple of times on short yardage plays against the Panthers. Here's 3rd and 1 late in the first quarter as the Panthers shift their left tackle over to the right side for an unbalanced line. Watch how A.J. Hawk shifts the Packers alignment up front, and he even switches places with Sam Barrington to get everybody in the proper gap. Then, as the defenders here all hold the point, Barrington is able to get in the hole along with safety Sean Richardson, unblocked, to stop the play, and the Panthers have to punt. Another quick pre-snap adjustment, this time on 4th and 1, early third quarter. A.J. Hawk will signal to LaTroy Guyon to move over because the Packers are ready for the sneak. At that point, you can see they're loaded up, and they're able to stop Cam Newton, and the Packers get the ball back once again. Wide receivers throwing blocks in the running game, defenders getting aligned in the proper gaps in short yardage defense. You can't say those were difference makers in a 38-17 win, but they were certainly part of the Packers' strong execution on both sides of the ball all game long. Hope you enjoyed that, folks. Thanks for watching, everybody. We'll see you next time.